I'll hurt one of you.
Here's a little something for the players out there hustling, getting down for theirs. From East Point, College Park, Decatur.
Man, scene was so thick. Low riders, 77 Sevilles, L Dogs, nothing but them lacks. All the players,
sport in the house.
All the hustlers. I'm talking about a black man in heaven here. You know what I'm saying?
Live from the basement.
Are we getting old where we can't keep track of our own episodes?
Yeah, man. I that shit used to be like, I used to like carve that shit into my hand between every episode, like next episode.
Really?
No, I'm fucking around.
Gonna say.
But no, man, this shit, the next episode number used to be so damn important.
No.
If you open the show and be like, this is
episode 32.
God, shit. Damn it.
I mean, numbers are good. We'll still number the episodes, but we got titles now. We just call them what we call them.
Hell yeah.
But man, we got themes now because they're shorter and we got themes for them. And the theme for this episode is what?
The art of organized noise.
And who is organized noise?
Organized noise is a legendary, and I can't say that word enough, a legendary production group, you know, ended up becoming a company. And they were the springboard for, you mentioned Outkast, for Goody Mob, for the entire Dungeon family. Mm-hmm. And then they sound ended up, you know, branching out and, you know, touching other types of music, you know, getting into R&B. And I mean, dude, there's a couple things, man. I love documentaries because it always shows you something you didn't know. And I mean, there's some songs I knew they did, but then like there's a, you know, a huge R&B record I didn't even fuck that in Vogue shit.
Never, I didn't know that.
Never knew that was them. Mm-mm. Never knew that.
That was an incredibly good song.
Hell yeah. I mean, it was like, it don't even, that didn't even sound like them.
And you know what's funny is I grew up like Rico Wade was my hero. And now that I'm looking back, it's like, wow, it
changed,
been Ray.
Right? It changed. It changed.
Been Ray.
So yeah, so before we go, I was on the same shit. So this is a documentary. Queen Latifah and Flavor Unit, who, and they must have some type of good connection, man. Like, I know Latifah's done a couple other things with Netflix, but this was, you know, her company was, I don't know if they did it or if they just, you know how the film industry goes. Someone else may have done a documentary and then they saw it and like, oh no, wait, we got to bring this to the light. But, you know, it's put out by Flavor Unit, man. And it really details and goes deep into the history of organized noise, and it shows the whole formation, man. And that shit to me was interesting as hell. Just seeing, like we were talking earlier today, man, like Big Gip, I didn't realize that he's been there from the fucking from the beginning.
The real history of organized noise and where it starts. For me personally, it started around 1986-87. I met this guy called Ray Murray. He moved to my neighborhood in East Point.
In 1987, I moved from Sylvan Hills, which was in, you know, West End, to Greenbrier. And when I moved over in Greenbrier, I met Cameron Gipp.
He started teaching me about hip-hop. He's the first person I ever saw with a drum machine.
When I was in Sylvan, I was making music then. You know, I've been making music in my neighborhood since probably since Planet Rock came out, which is probably 82, you know, 83. I was writing rhymes at the time and DJing and working on music, and said, man, you should teach me how to do that shit, dude. Teach me how to rap, like how you do that shit. That shit is dope.
Me and Ray started this group called Six Sense, and we started doing shows around Atlanta. And we was doing our thing on one side of East Point and up the street on Headland of the Low. That's where Rico and Pat and Big Rube, that's where they are.
Ray, which you said, and I agree, he seemed like he was really the mad scientist.
And he knew he was.
Yeah, he knew he was, but he was like the dude that was like, I don't want to call him the brains because that's disrespectful to the others, because but they all played their role.
Yeah,
so but man, well. But he was the most technical producer of the three.
In the 90s, Outkast came out, and that was, even though Ghetto Boys were around.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candle. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here.
At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger.
Outkast was like the arrival of the South. I mean, this, the Source Awards, right?
Outkast.
But it's like this, though. I'm tired of folks, you know what I'm saying? The closed-minded folks, you know what I'm saying? It's like we got a demo tape and nobody want to hear, but it's like this is
something to say.
Yeah, I mean, you know they kind of planted the Ghetto Boys was doing their thing, right. And they always repped Houston, but it was different.
Like UGK too, where it was just like it wasn't like this is a Southern movement, but when like for some reason Outkast had a different sound. And
that's the difference too, man. I feel like Outkast was more Southern hip hop, whereas UGK.
Yelling it, but y'all don't hear me though. On the cool, I'm trying to tell it. Be the blame where I've been laying low. Lippin' in my hometown, niggas ain't trippin', so I get to keep my chrome down. And I be dippin' around the spots where the niggas pass with shutters. Serving to the beans, bitches callin' me Mr. Big Buns.
They was expressing what life was like in Texas for them.
Yep.
But Outkast was kind of like, no, man, we really trying to like. There was more of a movement where I felt like these dudes were just making great music and great records. They was trying to like birth an entire generation. That was their vision, man, and it came to fruition. But I feel like that was their goal. They were looking to do something bigger.
Yeah.
No disrespect to what UGK and them did, but it was just
they knew
different mindsets.
Organized Noise was the sound of the South at the time. They did TLC Waterfalls. They did En Vogue. They were doing shit for Usher. They were doing shit for Outkast. They were doing shit for.
The beginning was Parental Advisory, and I do remember some early PA joints, man. What was the one? Was it Sundown or
Sundown?
That was my shit. Yeah.
Just another one for the neighborhood. All my niggas smoke good. PA. One time, A Ball, Craig Love. Press the button.
Look like marinating time as I check my watch. I worked up and tallied up, it's time to close up shop. Look like the competition ain't closing yet. We season vets, you motherfuckers pose no threat. Got a whole stack of bread.
I remember that shit.
That's, yo, PA, yo, they had some shit.
Man.
And that was their very first act. But, and this is what the documentary got into. And it was beautifully done to me, man, because. Like, to me, PA was like their peers.
Yeah.
But then Outkast was like the young dude still in high school.
Yeah.
And they like, and the words to me, man, still, he's like, we finally had a group that we could mold. And it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had some clay.
Yeah.
You could tell this clay got all motherfucking types of potential, but we can form it, we can influence it, and we can really build this shit into something that's just crazy.
And the crazy thing is like to watch the film and the second they showed the dungeon, like what the dungeon really was.
That shit was amazing.
I was like, dude, that takes
but
me
I,
back.
But I remember that Fab Five Freddy. I remember that fucking episode.
I didn't see that.
I remember that, man.
Man.
Fucking God bless MTV Raps, man. I swear MTV was a lot of fucking things, but MTV Raps was my motherfucking show. I loved it, man.
MTV Raps, what up, everybody? You know what I'm saying? Atlanta. What up,
yo? And when he rolled up, and it was Rico Wade's mama's house.
Oh, what's up? What's up? Hey, check this out. You know what I'm saying? We at the dungeon. Rico Wade house, you know what I'm saying? This is where we do all the stuff at, you know what I'm saying? Organized Noise, Outkast, Goody Mo, Society Soul. And while I'm talking like that, PA, you know what I'm saying?
Well, basically, we got the whole crew out here.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, I've been hearing a lot about the dungeon where all your beats get made. I heard it's real funky in there. Let's go down and get some of that flavor.
Good. I'm with that.
Down here in the dungeon, right? You know what I'm saying?
But a chicken wing.
No thing with it. So, like, tell us how this whole thing come together.
We got tired of folks rolling things in the street. So we decided that we had a love for this music thing. So we saw young brothers like Big Boy and Dre. They came to us, you know what I'm saying? And they was like, they had skill. They like, we want a bus.
But why is Atlanta, we got my man DJ over here, but why is Atlanta just so fly right about now? What do you think it is?
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of talent down here that ain't nobody been listening to. Ain't nobody had a chance, you know what I'm saying? Nobody been checking for it, but you know what I'm saying? We've been here. We're putting it on the map.
It's beginning to look a lot like wood. Follow my every step. Take notes on how I crept. I was about to go in depth. This is the way I greet my season. Here's my ghetto rep. I kept, to say the least, no, it can't cease. So I begin to piece my 2 and 2 together. Got no snowy weather. Have to find something to do better. Bet I set some traps, so shut up that. Nonsense about some solid
knowledge. Two sisters. I got to crock if it ain't real, ain't wrong. Rico, and a whole house full of niggas.
On sleeping bags.
On sleeping bags. On with the- one bathroom, they said, and one...
And one dirty ass floor.
And one phone.
Yeah.
And that's what this, that's what, and that's the biggest thing that stuck out to me, man, was the dynamic between, yo,
yeah,
they called Dungeon family, yo, they was really a family.
Yeah.
And what I liked about, I don't know, man, maybe it's the way that the story was told, but it was like, I know, like Kujo, CeeLo, them dudes, man, they wasn't the cleanest cats,
right,
before music. I mean, they was hustling.
Yeah.
But they, I love how they didn't even put that at the forefront, man.
Nope.
Like, I feel like a lot of documentaries, man, want to emphasize how tough somebody was or tell the street. Nah, man. They're telling the story of brotherhood.
The music and the music.
The music and the, just the bond of creativity. Yeah, that shit is, man, that's why to me, man, that just, that, it really, it hit a lot of high marks for me, man. And I was just like, man, I was into it, man. I'm going to watch that shit again probably tonight or tomorrow. You know, it, to me, it took me back doing music with my childhood friends. And it's like, you know, we had them same dreams and shit. Obviously, yeah, that shit didn't happen, but I mean, it's like,
you know what they had though that you didn't have?
What's up?
Rico Wade.
Yes,
he was a hustler, like to and he
fucking
even
visionary.
I couldn't even follow his words in the interviews. Like, he was just so, he's so like,
but his energy is contagious.
He's so dynamic, dude. He's like, but, and I was like, whoa, what the, holy shit! If he operated, I mean, maybe the drugs and shit, but like, if he operated on that level, and I can't imagine him like 20 years ago.
Yeah, oh, pre-drugs, pre-anything. Yeah, man. He was probably the salesman of all salesmen.
Yeah.
If that motherfucker walked up and told me to jump off a cliff, I'd probably be like, well, shit, man, you make it sound like it's the motherfucking thing to do. All right, I'm about to go jump off this cliff. He was
but
crazy,
the other two,
man.
And this is the thing, I think Sleepy Brown gets more credit than he deserves as being part of the crew.
You think so? I don't know.
Providing some vocals, man, come on.
No, but he was the, yo, but hold on, man. You're missing a key element, man.
What?
Those keys. Yo, so much of that soulful, them road keys, that was Sleepy.
That was Sleepy?
He was the keyboardist.
Oh, I thought that was Ray.
Mm-mm.
I thought
Ray was, no, they said Ray, shit. He probably did some. They said Ray was like the all-around guy. He could do drums. He could do keys. He could do just about everything. But they said Sleepy was the vocalist. And man, don't sleep on the vocals.
Yeah.
The Southern Playalistic is like Andre said, man. He's like Sleepy's hook. That fuck made that song.
Oh my god, yeah.
Made it.
Players,
I mean,
ball.
Players Ball was, it wouldn't have been Players Ball without
Sleepy. Oh, that was another thing that, dude, blew my mind. I didn't know Players Ball was on a Christmas album.
You didn't know that?
No, the fucking Jingle Bells
LaFay's Christmas
so much
album.
Sense.
Yeah.
Oh, and when I heard that, I was like, man, I always thought it sounded like a Christmas song. And yo, now that I know they made that a Christmas song, it's the most genius move I've ever heard.
What was it November 93? Whatever it was, man. I never gonna forget, man. Shit, that would have been like my, what, sophomore year of high school, man.
Yeah.
My boy Randy, man. Man, shout out to my nigga Randy.
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker got in the whip, man, with a LaFace Christmas shit and told me to pop it in. And I'm looking at him like, motherfucker, what? I'm not,
no. So he had that.
He had it. He's like, yo, you ain't gonna bleed this shit. Listen to it. And, you know, in the old days, fast forward, he's sitting there waiting for the shit to get there. And then we hit. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What'd you say
this?
When you heard that
I was
bass?
Blown boom, boom, away. Boom, boom, boom. Then when I heard the Curtis Mayfield type cook, I was sold. I'm like, yo, who is these motherfuckers? And then the rest is history.
Could
you know
you
what
imagine,
I mean?
Imagine like no, none of these. Oh,
but I love the thing too, because he's like, man, when they told us we had to do a Christmas album,
we just like,
he's like, they trying to sabotage our fucking
career
already.
He's like, man, Christmas. And we were like, okay, what we do? We just gonna talk about what we do. All that Christmas stuff, all that really didn't really play a part in it, so we just gonna talk about how we kick it in.
And so we just took the opportunity. And so it was like, well, let's try to make a song that could fit that album, but still talk about what we want to talk about.
Hey, talk about how you would celebrate Christmas your way. That's how Players Ball was born.
We were making fun of English people at the time. And he did the little,
it's beginning to look a lot like what? Follow my every step.
He did it with a strange little twist of an accent. And we just started enunciating on our eccentricities from that point on.
Then they put, they like, well, all right, well, we're going to do Christmas, but we're going to tell you from our perspective.
Yeah.
And they totally owned it, put their own spent, man. That shit is...
I found it hilarious that Rico, like, I think was his first beat was Cell Therapy, where he actually did a beat.
Oh, that was his? I may have missed that.
They were talking about Cell Therapy, and they're like, hey, man, good job. You did the drums.
Yeah.
He did the drums, and he did the sample.
They said at first how they was clowning him, because they said he couldn't play the drum machine for shit. And then Ray had to teach him about how to quantize shit and how to wait for the click and listen, use the click to that shit, man.
But could you imagine, though? I can't imagine. Like, I would love, I want to know in this generation what players ball, like, what do they get that equivalent? Is there something that comes on or somebody's buddy says, hey, listen, to sends them an MP3 or something and be like, sends a chill up your spine where you're like, what is this? Like, what is this? Does that still happen? Or is it just like, oh, this is the new one that everybody's listening to? That's the shit that I'm wondering.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question.
Like,
the one thing that I think is gone that will never get back is that organic collective. Like, I feel nowadays, man, with all the digital shit, it's, you know, and we're going to get to this a little bit later.
Okay. But,
and we'll talk about the down. And then I want to know, you said some, you low key, you kind of threw some shade in between shows, which people didn't get a chance to hear.
On the Facebook Live?
Yeah, man. I want to hear that, man. What you got to say to us?
I feel like the documentary could have been done better.
That's vague as fuck, man. What does that mean?
I can give you my number one example. The thing that killed me the most is when, at the beginning, they said this in all the music on this movie is produced by Organized Noise, and you listen to the background music and it all sucked. It was all terrible. And the first half of the entire film, they didn't play any of the songs that we're talking about, which I imagine had to do with like LaFace.
You think they gonna let
Def Jam royalty shit?
No, but they played those
near the end. They did.
No. They played players, but they played snippets of all the hits.
They didn't.
Yes, they did.
Oh, no, go back. They didn't.
They played Players Ball. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you. Well, if you go back and listen.
I just saw it. They didn't play the talk over, but they played snippets of the video and played the music. I swear to God.
I'm pretty sure.
They played Get Up, Get. They played every fucking.
No, dude, you got to. I'm telling you. I remember watching it. It was. Now, again, this was 2 weeks ago, but when I was watching it, it was like, God damn, they should be like filling this thing up with the music. Like they should be loading this up with the music. Where's the fucking music, man? And it came too late. That's what she said.
You tripping. All right, if that's your biggest complaint, man.
That's it.
Shit. Okay. I was going to say, I thought we had problems, man.
That's it. And the way that it ended made me really like sad and like missing the past.
Well, yeah, man.
Because I know it's never going to be that again.
We'll talk about that.
The trailer beat. That's not the Organized Noise I know.
Man.
I know the Organized Noise that I loved was Waterfalls, man.
When
you first heard it, now it's like, fuck that song. But back then it was like, what?
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. This is them at their finest, man. Organized Noise.
Goody Mob,
baby. I'm still standing. We'll be right back, man. We in the basement.
Yeah. Bad guys.
Now you know and I know. I done bumped every hole in the wall, y'all. Did you catch that phone call? Most of y'all done met me. Thought I was tall. Yeah, flip like a deal. Zip, fell on the black ice. Did you think twice? Home slice came and he went. Satisfied, got bent. Balls ain't. Mutant coast to coast, yeah, lamp the boat. Man, those, too many coming close. Cause touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun, sky high, sky high. Circulate like a Sunday paper. Papers caught long time. The cheap flicks, good picks, pay hard. Watch the heart turn sideways, cut the tail. Blu-ray sales to those with loose cares. Players, keep your life for now. Feeling good and warm. Windows roll tight, 35 degrees. Lip it at night. Don't forget the chapstick, lips dry quick. When the jack out, make you wanna act out. Take the slack out, some people black out. Touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high. Touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high.
sky high. I've been in it for the past few days, tight of the phase, I know all my plays. Now can I rap, can I adapt, not really sure yet. Who they looking over the shoulders of those writing dreams? Feeling for the taste of menthol, missed class, stayed in the hall. Looking for a squeeze play, better yet a holiday. Stayed away from the pyramid board game, broke it down to a neighborhood slang. Cash before fame. Sky high, sky high, sky high, sky high, sky high, sky high, sky high.
Now who done stepped in the B.I.G. the secret weapon, boy, slicker than black ice. Throw me these flow that rice at wedding, so quick flex. We speaking about something that's refreshing to the earlobes. Pay for the room and still be in pimp mode like iceberg. Chrysler's and Buicks. Some on they job, so them suckers seem to lose it. Abuse their privileges and not the whole villages. Been shot to pieces. Fighting that same stupid that mean that features. Boy, don't beat me if you ain't got no work. I'm strictly about these verses like the ones you hear at church, boy. Search, boy. Talking about your dope is funk like Lurch, boy. Every time I heard you rhyming like a jerk, boy. Simp, yeah.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your eardrums. It was a beautiful day off in the neighborhood. Yellows and greens and blues and browns and grays and hues that ooze beneath dilapidated wood. Ain't a thing could explain what pertains to cocaine and sustaining rain. See summer rolls around, all about change. Then instead it moved them keys like Bob James. Cause old man winter's arrived, the temperature dies. November just died, December's alive. Thus it ain't no typical ride. Just individuals way to bring home the bacon when bacon was all wrong. Making it our own, taking me all wrong. We've all indulged in the bulge of those. No, 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 you ain't so low. That's even lower level you can go. Take sun people, put them in a land of snow.
Touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high. Touch what I never touched before. Seen what I never seen before. Woke up and seen the sun. Sky high, sky high.
Oh man,
that was crazy, bro. Fucking love the A. Love the A. Can't say it enough.
It's so different. Like, I mean, for people who are outside of the country, people who haven't been to Atlanta, I mean, the places where I went to when we were there for A3C the 3 times,
mm-hmm. but
places we went to, we were kind of off the beaten path. We didn't go anywhere like mainstream.
Nah,
really. We went to mainstream strip club. I mean, we went to off the beaten path strip club. Off the beaten path strip club. We went to off the beaten path restaurant. Remember Eats?
Yeah, Eats was the shit.
Dude, I want
to go back.
Shout
out to CJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Like, everything's so like, I don't know how to explain it other than say that it's like, it's everything's got a soul. Like, it's so, you can just feel it. It's gritty. It's fucking, I love that city,
dude. People is just different too, man. It was just, I don't know, man. It's,
yeah.
People just friendlier. It was just a different vibe, man.
Yeah.
Different vibe. That kind of take me back to the documentary, man. So what did you feel about Rico? Because I do feel like he probably got the most out of control.
Yeah.
Out of the group.
Yeah.
Like the whole drug part, he got got a little wild. But because I was like you, man, I thought Rico Wade was the man.
I thought as far he was as the instruments. Yeah.
But I got an education big mm-hmm. time. But did you lose any respect? Did you gain respect for Rico?
Yeah. Rico, like, he seems like a mess kind of to me. I got the vibe that Ray and Sleepy are like, we're just dealing with him to get through this documentary. That's the vibe I got.
That's how I felt, man. See,
I felt like they were just dealing with it.
The vibe, and the thing is, man, what struck a chord with me, man, was Rico. It looked like he came, he didn't tear up, but when he talked about when Outkast told him they didn't want them to have nothing to do.
Speak about love below. Them niggas actually said out their mouth they want to do this album by themselves. I gave you your opportunity. I mean, that shit never will go away. Okay, I'm in hugs and kisses, whatever. We gotta do a record together. We gotta do something else together to fix that. That was arrogant as shit. Like, you don't want us to be a part of your record? Niggas ain't never thanked me at an award show. They never said, thank you, Rico Wade, thank you, Organized Noise, ever. Thanked us. L.A. Reid didn't know about rap. You can't just erase me. You can't just take me out the equation. You can't. I ain't do nothing to you if you not to thank me.
And it should bother him.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit, man. That's family. And he's right. The way he treated them, as far as not taking publishing and not... But Nickel and Diamond the fuck out of them?
They may not even realize that. That might be a break in the communication. Because when you hear Andre speak of Rico, he's like, we have everything because of him. We're where we're at because of him. And we wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for him.
Like, no, but it's easy to say that when you on top. Real
is
easy.
Is it though?
Fuck yeah.
I mean,
it's easy to be complimentary when you the one that, you know, yeah, shit worked out roses for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying. And it didn't work out so well for them, man. And I don't want to spoil the whole documentary, but I mean, there was the split.
Drugs were involved. Drugs and money were involved. It's funny. It's the classic stories. Drugs and money get involved.
Like you said, he's like we was rock and roll, man. Yeah. He's like we right up there with the white boys now. He's like, yep. We had the money. We had everything going for us. Then the money makes everyone act funny, and then everyone. This shit is no different than a lot of other relationships in life, man. Yeah. They said the first thing that went was the communication.
Yep.
And everybody started sectioning off, and yep. I'm working with my thing. I got Ray my project. Yeah. And then they was like, I felt like he was just getting dumped on. Like, yeah. Hey, man, these people want this beat for $100,000. Can you do it? And they said at one point he snapped.
See, I put some of that on Ray too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can sit here and say, like, poor Ray, but was Ray speaking up the whole time? Or was he like, okay, I'll do that? Were you speaking up to say, like, how do we know?
We never know. Yeah.
I mean, if you're salty, they should have known you're salty from the get-go. It shouldn't have been, like, till you broke. It should have been, like, it's a communication thing.
But my thing about Rico, man, I think he's a passionate dude. I think we already talked about him being dynamic. I think he was a visionary. I think he was a lot of things. And I don't know. I mean, as far as his musical ability, I don't want to say lost respect. That's probably the wrong thing. I stand corrected. But I still think overall, man, as far as his importance, yo, without his charisma, without his connections and making things happen, because, yo, savvy, L.A. Reid didn't want to sign him.
No.
And it's like, yo, he, you know.
And then what was it? A priority took an interest in L.A. Reid's like, okay, fuck that, we'll take him.
Yeah, man. And he politicked that, man. That was... So with his importance can't be understated.
Yeah, and
man.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is I think he's a big reason why shit fell apart. He got disconnected.
You know, I think ego. It's a lot of things, but you know.
What were you saying about Gip? Because I want to talk about this.
Well, Gip had a great quote, man, because he was just like talking about what it was like at that time, and this was when things was falling in place for them, and everyone was getting on.
Yeah,
and he was like, man, he was like, terms, it was so, man, he's like, it was so lovely back then, like, man. He's like, everybody knew their lane,
right?
He's like, DJs ain't want to rap, executives ain't want to be in your videos,
right?
Everyone played to their strength,
which is probably a big part of the problem today.
Yes,
because everybody can do everything.
Everyone thinks they can do everything,
but it's so cheap to do.
It's so cheap to eat. And they hinted on that in the video. They were like, yo, back then, man, they were like, and Dre said it. He's like, we was after LaFace because he's like, at that point, he's like, that was the only way to get on was to get a deal.
Yeah.
He's like, now, you know.
You do that shit out of your house.
Yeah, you record it in your house and you upload it and away you go.
Do a radio show out of your basement.
And
Fuck
they it. Talked about music too, man. You know what I'm saying? Now it's microwave, man.
Yeah.
When you looked at the bass players and the you know, the keys and
the keyboardist and the bass player. The keyboardist.
And then they brought in people just for their voice, like Peaches on the intro.
Which was their manager.
It was their manager. But I never did, you know what I'm saying? You never know that. But that shit.
Like, who's that?
Yeah. That's it. She sounded sexy than the motherfucker.
And she isn't.
No. She is not. But god damn it, she sounded great.
But
it was just cool. It was just every all hands on deck and everybody played their part. But nobody was trying to, you know, do more than they needed to. And it's just from music standpoint too, man. It's like, and I know it's probably it's not. And I've worked with people that play live. And I've did tracks where we had people play live bass and rhythm guitar and all those different things, man. And it takes more money. Shit, you got to sit in the studio longer. But dog, man, I will tell you, and I still argue that to this day, the finished product sounds fucking better than all of this keyboard synthesizer shit, man. And I love samples like a motherfucker, but there's still something to be said for like playing it on your own and not having to chop. Even though shit, I love samples. Hip hop was founded on samples, but damn, man, yo, original music is fucking, it's a beautiful thing, man.
I don't think
we ever gonna get it again, man.
You get what you pay for, right?
Yeah,
you do get it. I mean, we get it. We just don't get it in hip hop so much.
Even
Kanye, the dude who has the budget to do it, actually claims he's fucking broke. But
Kanye's, well, if you want to talk about someone that brings in like violinists and fucking cellists and shit, he does that.
Yeah, it's just sometimes. It's not done to the
It don't have that soul.
Yeah, that music, yeah. There's that soul that's just missing, man.
And they talked about too, which I thought was interesting, man. When they mentioned Dre and Eminem and called them mainstream. You know, he's like, we were trying to bring black music to.
Oh, I didn't pick that up.
You didn't see? Oh man, that shit stood out like a motherfucker to me, man. When they was talking about going and working with Jimmy Iovine, and it was crazy because they were talking about we had all this freedom under Jimmy. But we didn't. We had a leader that didn't understand us. Okay. So, yeah. But it's just different, man. And things will never be the same. And the music ain't gonna get that soul back, bro. It'll never get that soul back. But the young generation, bro, they just don't. They don't get it.
Here's something that we haven't talked about. Now, all right, on the phone is a family member of ours, our cousin Harry. And
yeah, I gave him the business a few episodes ago, man. Told him that he ain't want, you know,
he ain't want to fuck
with us. Yeah, man, we too old.
I'm trying to decipher, am I old or is it a arrogant young person bullshit, man? Yeah, young Harry.
Yeah.
He may be here one day. He just graduated, finished college. Salute. So we was cool, man. We went, had a family get together after. Everyone was drinking, we eating. They know how we get down. We fucking drink.
You taught them.
We bring the liquor to their house. So this is what we do. And they were like, so we're going out after this. We're going to, you know, we're going to celebrate. We're like, all right, that sounds cool. So they're like, we're going to a certain spot. They're like, we want y'all to come. I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm down. So that was my understanding. So I'm getting ready to leave said family get together. And I'm like, hey, bro, dapping them up. I'm like, congrats once again. So I was like, all right, I'll see you at Rick's. And he's like, what you mean? And I'm like, and his friends were like, they're like, yeah, man, come on. They're like, we'll see you there.
Yeah.
And he looking at me like I'm speaking fucking Chinese. I'm like, this is my little cousin. And he's looking at me like I'm fucking crazy.
What, like you're an old man? Or
kind of, yeah. That's the vibe I was starting to get. So I'm like, dude, I'll tell you what. I'm like, you tell me the spot. And I was like, we'll be there. We'll meet you guys, man. Just hit me up. He's like, all right. We dap up again. That's it. We get home. My phone never rings.
Damn.
No text.
You Netflix and chilled.
Yeah, man. Shit. And I took a nap. I was trying to prepare. I'm like, all right, we go out with the youngins. Let me go home and get a power nap.
Yeah. Harry was funny because he was like, no, you ain't going to go there. No. No, you ain't. No. And she's like, no, we will. We don't care. Is it die? No, seriously, don't go. Is what he said. He was like, don't go.
Is the youngin trying to shake free of the old? I don't want these fucking geezers chilling with me and my friends, even though all his friends.
Personal, man.
No, it's not personal.
I'm gonna just plant a seed before my take. The kids want to be who they are without people that are older around them,
well, especially family.
But why do all the other kids want us to come out?
Because they're probably fucking wild degenerates.
It's fine.
Fine to that slander.
That's so,
come on now. I did not want to go to Rick's. J Mac read the situation right. I don't want to see. No. I don't want to see my cousins in a situation where they're at this fucking disgusting dive bar and just 19-year-old girls wearing nothing all over the place. Like, come on, now we don't.
Thanks a lot, man. Thank you very much for not letting us go, Harry. Yep. Thank you.
And Mola had it right. I did want to be a degenerate, but like, I mean, you guys are older cousins. I don't want to see you guys in that. Like, I'll get fucked up with you, but like, man, not there. Like, let's. It's not, I don't
want to
see you in
he's
that.
He's got us on a pedestal.
Yo, what? That was just a suggestion, man. That wasn't even my suggestion. But it's all good, man.
He's got us on a pedestal, man.
It's all good, man.
You got to take us off that pedestal. We need to go get fucked up.
Yeah,
sometime.
Drinks is happening soon. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, we got to make it happen, for sure.
Here's what I've always wanted to ask you. When you think back to high school or the golden age, or the golden time when you're like, man, that was like the most memorable time. Oh, that's that song, that one song. Name a couple.
Oh,
yeah.
What's some songs that like spark up some memories for you for high school and like growing up at your ripe old age of what, 22?
Let me plug my ears real quick.
How old are you now?
I'm 22.
Okay,
I'm 22.
All right, go ahead.
So we got like freshman year of high school was when Lil Wayne ran the world in terms of like what I was listening to. So that was like 2006 through 2008, when he had all the, between the Carter 2 and the Carter 3, up to the Carter 3, the Carter 3 was like his peak, I feel like. That was massive for me.
2 and 3 were dope. I like both of those.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Yeah. And then Drake came up after that, and I'm a Drake fan, I'm not gonna lie.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You alright?
Who the fuck else is there? I mean, yeah, Wale's mixtape about nothing.
Huh. God damn it.
No, man. He's skating. Look at
him. I think he is.
He's playing to the audience.
Tell us about that Fetty.
Yeah, man. Yeah. What's in your playlist right now?
I got the life of Pablo in my playlist right now. Ways Don't Die.
Oh, okay. What else? Anything from Atlanta?
Some fucking Kelly Clarkson? No, I don't know.
Oh, man, you're being... Oh, come on, man.
Thanks, yeah, man. Quit skating around this fucking subject.
This is the conversation that's been ongoing between all of us. Is Harry's yeah. Like, hey, man, you hear the new Migos?
Fucking rich gang motherfuckers, man. Yeah, man.
And you've been... Come on, man. You've been fucking around for months.
So here's my deal. My brother just touched me. And when I'm going to throw it back to when you guys were talking about Rico.
Okay.
And, Rico's cousin is none other than Future. If you or the listeners didn't know that. So when you guys talk about how Rico is such a visionary, it's interesting that Future, one of the guys that you guys probably hate, is of blood relation to Rico.
But yeah, Future sound like post cocaine Rico.
And here's the thing, I got a cousin named Harry that likes Migos, but I'm not gonna tell the world about it.
Hell yeah, man.
So new rap, you got like Migos, Young Thug, fucking Future's banging. You have Designer coming in with Panda. So around that time that you guys were talking about, like 2007, 2008, when this shit, like trap music, drill music, all this, I mean, it's bullshit. Like all this bullshit came out. I was like, all right, Waka Flocka, like ignorant.
Okay.
But then like after a while, it was probably from hearing the shit in the background, and I caught myself nodding my head.
Huh.
And then... probably after a year or two of that, it was just like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to the dark side. I'm listening to all this shit.
But that's
lost your way.
No, yeah. But that's what I wanted to hear. That's interesting. Okay.
So but it sounds good. I mean, it is the dark side. They're fucking ruining hip-hop, but it feels so good. It feels so good. When the drops hit and it's their mumbling bullshit, some inaudible yeah, words.
That's exactly what it is.
But what's interesting, though, listen, there's an adage in radio. And they say people don't know what they like what they know. And that's like the thing that radio goes by. And what they mean by that is we're going to play the fuck out of this shit till some dude
in
Lansing gives up and says, I'm going to the dark side.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happens. And that's where like it gets messy then.
But bro, you got to train.
I'm glad he said that.
Train your mind, though, man. You'll stay strong because it'll even. No, man, because we all get weak, man. We all get weak, Harry.
I like a Drake song here and there.
Hey, I got two confessions. Two confessions, brother. I'm kidding you not. Jumpman, I fuck with it.
Yep.
I don't know why. I'm just conditioned now. Yep. I'm like, all right. And then this one going to really fuck you up, Mac.
Shit.
Fucking Young Thug, man. Best friend. That's my. Yep. Best friend is
yes,
my shit.
Sir.
So.
Yes, sir.
I don't know why, bro.
I promise you, I'll talk to you in 3 years, and you're like, all right, this shit kind of bumps. I'm not even mad about it anymore.
Your best friend goes hard.
it wears you down. It wears you down.
That's fucking bad. I hate to hear that, though. That's depressing to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I love listening to Kendrick and all these lyrical rappers. I love it. Like, when you guys play your music on the show, it bumps, obviously. But, like, when I'm out with my boys or with my friends, like, it's too easy to just hear a beat and be like, yep, rather than just listening to the lyrics and, like, what a dude actually has to say. Like, at a party, I'm listening to Migos over Kendrick, 100%. Right. I'm listening to Young Thug over Kendrick, as ignorant as that is,
yeah,
for sure.
I mean, yeah.
And I blame all this shit on Waka Flocka. I promise you, 99% of the shit starts with Waka Flocka and him getting his first radio. There's not one goddamn rapper before Waka Flocka that is... just saying bullshit on the radio.
Oh, like, you want to talk about the whole drill craze? He was probably, yeah, you're right.
Radio, I mean, it changed rap forever. Why, if you're a rapper coming up, why take the time to do what Kendrick does and do all the lyrical shit with the rhyme scheme, shit like that, when you can just have a nice beat and just say bullshit over it?
And
like,
get paid the same amount, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And probably more, because the only dudes that are listening to it are underground hip-hop heads like you guys. Like, It's too easy now. It changed rap forever, sure.
Well, we fighting the fight, man.
Yeah, man.
We the resistance. Yeah, so fuck the masses. We always been that way. You gotta get yourself down here, man, and get reconditioned, bro.
But no, here's another thing that I go on about. So I'm reading, I just read a book. Yes, I fucking read a book.
Holy
on hip hop. And it was called the Hip Hop Yearbook.
Okay. Oh, it sounds sick, though.
If you guys heard about that, it just goes through, like, every year the most, I mean, according to the author, the most influential song of that year. So it starts, like, way back when you have, like, Sugar Hill Gang and Curtis Blow and,
okay,
and when Ice-T dropped the first gangster rap. And one thing that when you guys were talking about organized noise and shit like that is, like, nowadays, I grew up with the internet, so there's not really, I don't feel like there's that same type of, this region or this area has this type of sound. Whereas, like, today, it's like ASAP Rocky's from New York, but he has a chopped and screwed sound from Houston.
No, and we've talked about that. Yeah, I mean, like, it's a mess, and so people have lost.
Yeah, and it's so regionalized, and I think that's what was dope and something that I missed out on is, like, just, like, seeing the come up from the South and Atlanta and the Source Awards and stuff like that would have been sweet, but, like, I never had any of that because now it's just, like, you find something on a blog and you hear it on Twitter and then it comes up. It's not like you see something like the Source Awards right away. Like, that shit is something that I will remember for the rest of my life. Like, this is a landmark moment in hip-hop history, and, like, I saw it on TV. It's just, like, you don't get that much stuff right now with that. It's just all quick Twitter shit.
Yep.
Fast food. 100%. Fast food. All right, man. Yo, Ari, appreciate the call, bro. When we gonna get you down here, man?
Sometime soon. Harry, it's been enlightening, man. Thank you, man. Intelligent discussion on it, though.
All right, cuz. I'll let you.
Yep.
All right, man.
Youngin came through, man.
He did, man.
He came through.
Shouts to Young Harry.
He said, what did he say? Young women wearing nothing everywhere.
He's like, you guys would want,
man.
You guys, hold on. There's 19 to 20 year old girls running around half naked. You guys don't want to be around. I can't have you around. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Oh, man. Yeah. He clearly don't know us well enough. Oh, well. We'll get there. Coming down off of that.
Now, rest in peace, Fife Dog.
Yes, because they're pioneers, and I know this is a crazy quick segue.
Yeah.
But we had to pay homage. We always do.
Yeah.
I mean, there ain't been a legend that didn't pass where we haven't said something.
Absolutely.
But yeah, man. So yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Let's be honest. We've talked shit in the past.
Yeah, I'm not a Fife Dog fan. Never was.
But
his importance.
Cannot, yeah, you cannot
to that group.
Absolutely. And in the culture as a whole, you cannot downplay anything.
Nah, man.
So
native tongue member, Tribe Called Quest is legendary.
Come on. Yeah.
And I will say, man, Fife. And I had this argument with one of my childhood friends, man, and he still got mad at me to this day that I wouldn't give Fife his due. But he had a point, man. He's like, Fife, love him or hate him. He's like, he has some of the most memorable quotes. And I'm like, you know what? I started thinking back and like, yeah, you fucking right.
He has some weird-ass one-liners.
Yeah, man. He may not have put together a whole 16, but sometimes he would drop a dope two bars. I'm serious, man.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to slight the dude, but...
Yeah. You know what you had? Did you watch the Tribe Called Quest documentary?
I still have not seen it.
Oh,
don't,
my God.
Don't hit me.
You have to.
Everybody keeps telling me
you
that,
have
man.
Have to watch it.
Is that on Netflix? Where can I? I got to catch that.
It might be. You really, really, really have. It is. You really have to watch it because what he brought, the Tribe Called Quest, was heart. But this dude has so much heart. He wanted to keep them together all times. He wanted to, like, keep doing the thing.
Well, so the friction was between Shahid Muhammad and Tip?
No, it was Q-Tip.
It was just Tip and everybody else.
And Fife. Like, Fife, it wasn't like between those two. It was like, Fife was like, dude, come on, we got to do this. And Tip was like, eh. Tip, he just seems like he was, like, kind of, like, ascending a little bit. And they were like, we want to keep doing the thing, man. We want to keep doing the
But Tip was getting big.
Thing.
I mean, and Tip was my favorite. I mean, he was always...
He was everybody's
The voice
favorite.
Was the shit. You know
he
what I'm saying?
Andre, he had the bars. He was Andre 3000 to Outkast.
Yeah.
It was like, he's the reason why Tribe Called Quest wouldn't do their shit. And you'd see him every now and then. Same thing for Outkast.
And, dude, what tribe shit, man? I'm going to let you do the honors. What tribe song you want to hear? There's so many good ones.
It's
got to
be something
song.
Off Midnight Marauders.
Okay.
All right, I picked the album. You pick your top three, and then I'll pick a track out of your top three off the album.
Electric Relaxation, Award Tour.
or Lyrics to Go?
All right, go Electric Relaxation.
You sure?
Do it.
Fife was spitting on here, man. He got a couple bars, man.
Yeah. It's episode 44. Live from the basement.
There it is. That shit crazy, man. We'll be back at y'all again, man, for 45.
Yeah.
Much love, y'all.
Check it out, you got me mesmerized. With your black hair and your fat ass thighs. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. But sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop dimes cause you couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set. Relax yourself, girl, be set. Relax yourself, girl, be set. Relax yourself, girl, be set.
Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take you on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of Poontang until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original road boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run the yacht. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging F in my G. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacey Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the ass jack is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
It ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
It ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set. 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 Relax yourself, girl, be set.